Your average toxic narcissist might seem pretty fearless, but the truth is that they have a number of hidden secret fears that they just don't want you to know about. When I'm talking about a narcissist, I'm talking about someone who demonstrates certain tendencies, the lack of empathy, the sense of entitlement, the grandiosity, the just general arrogance, thinking they're better than everyone. I could go on and on.
You already know that narcissists tend to be kind of prickly when it comes to certain behaviors or certain things that you do. But are you aware of all the things that really bother them?
Most narcissists want to appear invincible and untouchable. The exception is covert narcissists who purposely appear vulnerable, as that's kind of their standard operating mode. But even they have a few fears that they hide from you.
But the point is, a narcissist isn't just someone who takes a lot of selfies. And when we're talking about a toxic narcissist or a toxic person in general, we're talking about someone who basically doesn't have any empathy and who essentially acts from that perspective. They treat people like they don't care how they feel because they don't care how they feel.
The reality is that all toxic narcissists have some deep, dark fears, and you might find yourself pretty surprised when you find out exactly what causes the narcissist's heart to race.
Well, we're about to talk about that, so take a look.
Have you ever noticed how when you start to get excited about or succeed at or feel really happy about, well, almost anything, your narcissist kind of starts to hate you for it? And if other people notice your excitement or success and they comment on it, the narcissist becomes enraged or offended. Generally, they feel a little slighted by it, right? They minimize you, they tear you down, they focus on what you're not doing in order to achieve that success. Narcissists always have to make you miserable whenever anything good happens in your life.
How they feel on the inside. While narcissists are really good at putting on a show that they're so confident and happy and their life is so great, on the inside, many of them feel empty. They feel like they're alone, like they have nothing to offer. And so they have to sort of pull up this bravado or this sort of made up mask of a personality in order to get people to want to stay near them and like them and etc. And very often they feel abandoned and they in fact live in the fear of abandonment.
Narcissists fear abandonment. As often as a narcissist threatens, directly or indirectly, to abandon you, you would think that they were perfectly secure in their ability to remain surrounded by sources of narcissistic supply. As in people who love them, admire them, and serve them as needed. But the truth is that while abandonment is probably the most human fear one can have, narcissists are not immune to it. In fact, if we're being honest, they're probably pretty normal this way. With that being said, the difference between a narcissist's fear of abandonment and that of the average person is that a narcissist will actively abuse and manipulate the people around them in order to control them and keep them in their place.
Narcissists only feel as good as they do in the moment about themselves. And what I mean is their self-worth is conditional. We know that most narcissists seem very confident. Some studies tell us that there are narcissists out there who actually are that self-confident. But in most cases, narcissists are only self-confident under certain circumstances. So if a narcissist is thinking, hey, I feel really good about myself right now, what that really means is that they feel good about themselves if they feel like they're better than you, or they feel good about themselves if you agree with what they're saying, or they feel good about themselves if you show them that you're putting them up on a pedestal, or they feel good about themselves if you worship them. You get the point. But if none of those things are true and nobody's there giving them narcissistic supply, they'll crash. And that is definitely something they don't want you to know.
Feeling their spotlight. That's where they're supposed to be, the spotlight. Since you are clearly inferior to the narcissist, according to him or her, they need to think that you're wrong to even try to get the spotlight. You might not have even been trying to do that. The narcissist always needs to feel superior to you. They need to control you. And you really need to remain inside their little box for you if you're going to get along with them.
Their imperfections being exposed.
You might be totally okay with other people knowing about your vulnerabilities, your imperfections, and that's because you know you're human and you know that you're not perfect. And maybe you can help someone else who's dealing with the same kinds of issues you have and having the same types of insecurities you're suffering from. The way to do that is by sharing that part of yourself with them, kind of how I share my stories here with you. But the narcissist will do anything they can to hide their imperfections. They know deep down they are far from perfect. Not that any of us is perfect, but that's exactly why narcissists are so worried about their imperfections being exposed somehow. Because once that happens, that perfect image would become tarnished for good, which is something that narcissists want to avoid at all costs.
Why do they hate it so much when you succeed? Reason number one, my friend, they are jealous of your success. It doesn't matter if they are equally or more successful than you, equally or more happy than you.
equally or more excited than you about something. They almost feel offended by the fact that whatever you're doing is getting attention from other people, is making you happy. Naturally, people are going to be excited for you. Naturally, you're going to be excited for you sometimes, and you're going to get hate from some people. That's life. When you start to be happy and succeed at stuff, some people are going to be out. It's a fact. But when your own spouse or your parent or your friend or your coworker can't be happy for you, it feels like hell, doesn't it? The narcissist is resentful of your success because they think you don't deserve it, or that they deserve it more than you, and that it should be them, not you, in that happy, successful place. Or both. They feel more entitled to happiness and success than you. And they conveniently ignore the fact that you've worked your ass off to get there, or you worked really hard to find this passion, or whatever, you're naturally talented. They don't like it. All they know is that they don't have whatever you have. You have something they don't have, and they don't like that. They want that thing too. Reason number two, they feel threatened by your success, or they think you're trying to make them look bad, or that you've somehow encroached on their ever so specific comfort zone.
You may not know that narcissists have very often experienced some sort of trouble in their childhood. Something traumatic has happened to them, and very often it's similar to something that may have happened to you. They either try to ignore it and pretend it never happened, or they go the other way and they use it as a crutch or a way to gain sympathy and attention from other people. They will also do their very best to make the pain of it kind of go away by any means necessary. And this means very often using you as a source of supply and as a way to sort of dump their emotional garbage. Getting the narcissistic supply they need, it helps them sort of feel better about themselves. And it also gives them almost a distraction from the stuff that's going on in their head. And they become almost obsessed with the need to get your attention and your time, but also you're never going to be enough for them. It's this ongoing cycle.
The narcissist fears embarrassment and public humiliation. Listen, nobody wants to be embarrassed or humiliated in public, right? But for the narcissist, this is the worst possible thing that could happen to them, even though this is often one of the ways that the narcissist will use to manipulate and control you. In fact, if they're worried that someone's going to humiliate them or embarrass them in public, one way the narcissist will try to prevent this is to actually go out of their way to embarrass other people instead. And if they feel the least bit embarrassed, they will embarrass you even more, whether or not you're the one that actually caused the humiliation. Narcissists only like change when it's about them getting more attention and more of what they want. They don't want you to break out of that little box they set up for you, okay? And hey, they've got no problem with trying to push you right back into it. You might be making them feel uncomfortable with your success, your happiness, because they feel like you're somehow doing it despite them. They take it very personally. Or you want to challenge them. They're so focused on being the center of their universe. And if you have the nerve to have a life outside of the narcissist, they're insulted. You then are no longer making them number one in your life, and they don't like that. It's ridiculous.
The narcissist secretly envies you for a lot of different things. This might be the fact that you feel, or at least when they met you, you were kind of confident in who you were. Or maybe they envy you because people are always sort of showing up next to you at parties. They might be jealous of your light as an empath, that your kindness or your compassion or anything.
The narcissist fears rejection. They fear rejection like everyone else, but for narcissists, it's different. Since they desperately require the narcissistic supply of their partners and everyone else's admiration, they feel almost like they're starving if they don't get it. It's a very important source of supply, like blood to a vampire. Their deep hidden sense of inferiority and their secret sense of being unlovable drives them towards superficial attention and perceived acceptance from everyone around them. Rejection would only highlight their need, their desperate need for supply. It would remind them that they are not the person they pretend to be and that they are not, in fact, lovable at all. Despite the fact that narcissists obsessively attempt to make themselves appear untouchable, they secretly fear rejection when it comes to love, job seeking, or even social lives. If a narcissist is rejected, they will display narcissistic rage because, after all, you have triggered one of their worst fears by rejecting them.
They see you as an extension of themselves. Therefore, you don't deserve success. After all, you must have built your success on lies, according to the narcissist. All they know is that in their eyes, you're not even a real person. So that means that you must also be pulling the wool over everybody else's eyes, right? You're faking it, they think, and pretty soon people are gonna find out. In their minds, there's a certain way success is supposed to look, and there's a certain type of person who deserves to have it. And despite your obvious achievements, or your obvious excitedness about something, or happiness about something, the narcissist doesn't think you're one of those people who deserves it, and doesn't think you're one of those people who's worthy of it.
You don't match their very narrow profile of what it is that success is supposed to look like or happiness is supposed to be. How dare you succeed at anything at all, they think. If you ask me, it's all about projection. The narcissist projects his or her own insecurities onto you and then is offended when you don't manifest those insecurities.
While narcissists very often demand unconditional trust from you, like blind trust, they very rarely offer you the same kindness. In fact, they will blatantly distrust you even when you have proven repeatedly over and over again to be trustworthy. And yet, even when they prove over and over again to be not trustworthy, they become irate if you choose not to trust them blindly. Have you ever experienced that?
Narcissists fear accurate criticism. Well, if you've spent any amount of time with a narcissist, then you know exactly how blunt they can be and how painfully they will criticize you. From everything from your appearance to your thoughts and your feelings and your ethics and even your core values. Yeah, it's true that narcissists are all about dishing out criticism, but we all know they're not so good at accepting it, constructive or otherwise. If you've ever criticized a narcissist, chances are you dealt with narcissistic rage and or narcissistic injury, which is their natural response to criticism. First, they get angry. Then they display narcissistic injury. You know, the poor me act. This is followed by or in conjunction with the narcissistic flip. You know, where they turn your criticism around and find something to criticize you for instead. Then they'll attack you, they'll deflect your criticism, and they'll find something to cut you down a few notches. They have an opinion of you, and it does not fit the image of the you that you have become due to your success or your happiness or your excitedness. This makes them feel like you've wronged them somehow, like you've gone outside the box they drew for you. They built it for you in their own heads. They feel betrayed, like you've done this to them. To them! They have decided long ago that you were inferior to them. Any other idea to them is absolutely not acceptable. They can't deal with it.
Narcissists don't want you to know that they are literally analyzing everything you're doing 24/7. When you first meet them, they are cataloging the stories that you're telling them. When you go into a relationship on a deeper level with them, they are most definitely using anything you can say to analyze and figure you out so they know which buttons to push and how hard to push them to get you to kind of feel crazy or to submit to their will, whatever that is. They literally analyze everything about you, including what you're eating, what you're wearing, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you think, the way you speak, what you like, what you don't like, everything.
Narcissists fear being exposed. While they like to appear to be perfect to the general public, most narcissists are secretly insecure and a little bit self-loathing. We know that the average toxic narcissist has a false self that acts as a mask to their true self, which is damaged and vulnerable. For all of the bravado and grandiosity, the real person behind the narcissist's mask is often insecure and desperate to be loved. Sadly, since they're so self-focused and only concerned about their own emotions, it's really hard for narcissists to maintain a long-term, mutually satisfying relationship. And so when their true self comes through, well, anyone who isn't actively already entrenched with that person will run the other way, especially if they're emotionally healthy. So one of their biggest fears then is being found out, being seen for what they truly are.
If you get compliments on your work or your looks or your kids or your house, they're going to figure out a way to take credit for those things, or they're going to straight up attack you. They might say you're dressing too slutty or being too flirty, especially if somebody compliments you on your looks. Or they might rage against you privately for trying to get attention from everybody, even if you're not trying to do anything.
A narcissist can never get enough supply and validation. Point being, while they need to feel like they're better than everybody in order to have any self-esteem, they need to feel like they can compare themselves to someone else in order to feel good or feel better than that person, and then to feel good as a result of that, they literally need a constant supply of validation along with that. You can't just compliment them once and expect them to be okay with that. It doesn't work that way with a narcissist. They need a constant stream. That's why a lot of narcissists will cheat on you if you are in a romantic relationship with them, or they will have a large group of admirers or harem around them. It's not like winning once will make a narcissist happy. They need to win everything, or they live in a perpetual state of feeling not good enough. And this is a whole snowball effect that unfortunately negatively affects the narcissistic supply, or you and me.
The narcissist fears not being special. As you might have guessed by now, the narcissist's biggest and most daunting fear is being seen as ordinary or not special. See, narcissists like to see themselves as different and better than everyone else. They think they're above the law, and they see themselves as deserving of special attention and treatment at all times. The idea that they might be anything other than absolutely extraordinary is almost devastating to them. They want to be the smartest or the richest or the best looking person they know. They need others to see them this way. And if you can't do that, then that doesn't allow them to stay inside their little narcissist bubble. See, narcissists don't want to be treated just as well as everyone else is. They don't want to be treated like everyone else at all. They want to be treated better than everyone else. But forcing them to acknowledge this, or even just actively treating them like everyone else, will make them feel attacked and demeaned.
The narcissist will do anything possible to regain your attention, including stopping giving you their attention. They might also pull away emotionally or feel personally attacked if you have been successful. They will deny that they have a problem with you, and they will absolutely trivialize your efforts, your opinions, your thoughts, and your actions, which will be considered less than or fake somehow by the narcissist.
Now, let me just add a little disclaimer here. All of us want to feel good about ourselves. It's not just narcissists. The difference is the way that we perceive ourselves versus the way they perceive themselves. See, for a healthy person, and I'm not saying we're all healthy people, but for a normal person, it's about being the best you that you can be. Now, we're all human and we all compare ourselves to other people, but if we're being honest, the best way to feel good about yourself is to completely accept yourself and be okay with the fact that you're not perfect and you have flaws, and be okay with the fact that, you know, maybe this girl over here is better than you at playing the piano, but you're better than those people over there still, or whatever it is. You can't compete against other people in a healthy way on that personal level. You have to compete with yourself, if that makes any sense. Get better than you were yesterday in whatever way that you can. The difference is a narcissist will continue to compare themselves to other people, and if they feel superior to, better than, whatever, then they feel good about themselves. It's just like when a narcissist takes you out to their favorite restaurant, and let's say you don't like the food and they get offended by that. If they cook you some food and you can't eat it because you're allergic to blueberries or whatever it is, and they attack you for it. Well, when that happens, what they're doing is bullying you into submission so that you will agree with their opinion about the restaurant or the blueberries or whatever it is. They are personalizing your dislike of the restaurant or the blueberries as some sort of attack on their own self. And so this is their little small ego popping out, and it's narcissistic injury that happens. Obviously, it's not their restaurant and they didn't grow the blueberries, but yet they feel somehow inclined to be offended that you don't share the same opinion.
They will actively attempt to sabotage any success or happiness or excitement you have about anything by putting you down emotionally, psychologically, abusing you in these ways, even directly attacking you so that you are focused on their drama, so focused on it that you almost feel like you can't even try to succeed. Then, of course, you give up and they get what they want, huh? You have to remember that the narcissist, no matter how secure they seem, a narcissist is the most insecure person you probably know in real life. It is all a front. In reality, they are pathologically envious, pathologically rage-filled, emotionally abusive. They cannot stand to see you happy. They cannot stand to see you successful. They definitely don't want to see you excited about anything except for them. Because in their minds, any amount of success or happiness or excitement that you find in your life, it feels like a huge betrayal to them, because secretly, they wish it were them who had those feelings, who had that attention, who had that excitement, that happiness, that success. But since they can't see it or they can't admit it to themselves, they simply focus on how can they take you down a notch or two.
Narcissists are so afraid of your self-respect. One of their biggest secrets, and incidentally, one of their most intense secret fears, is the idea that you might develop self-respect and learn or remember that you're someone who has value. See, when you do develop or redevelop self-respect, you're going to quickly learn that you deserve to be treated with respect. You'll start setting boundaries and you'll stop taking their crap. This, of course, can lead to all the other fears coming to the surface. Their imperfections will be exposed. They'll be rejected, which will lead to embarrassment and being found out, and ultimately abandonment, which means they'll definitely be ordinary.
Narcissists make up their own rules, and the rules are flexible and variable. And sometimes the rules apply to them, and sometimes the rules don't apply to them. But the rules always apply to you, and they can change at any given moment. And whether the narcissist explained the rules to you or not, you better follow them. Why is this? Well, just like when a narcissist gets upset with you for not liking blueberries or their favorite restaurant, the narcissist feels that your lack of compliance to their imaginary rules, which are, of course, in their minds, it's set in complete stone, well, then you must also not think enough of them to follow the rules, or you must think less of them than you should, or it's a personal thing you're doing to them somehow. It's a slight. On the flip side of this, a narcissist may have rules for you, like I said, that they don't follow for themselves. For example, they may say, you can't cheat on me, but then they may go and cheat on you, for one example.
So how do you deal? You do it anyway. You consider the source and you remember that when someone insults you, it's really, really a reflection of them, not you. You remember that you are worthy of your success and you shut the narcissist down by not reacting to his or her bad behavior. You succeed despite the narcissist's attempts to make you fail, and you keep going. You don't give in, and you, my friend, you don't give up. You become a force of nature, and you eventually learn how to use their abusive tendencies to drive you to become even more successful, happy, excited about stuff in your own life. And you don't allow the narcissist to hurt you anymore. Each time a narcissist tries to take you down a notch, my friend, I want you to stop playing the game.
Bottom line, narcissists have some pretty deep fears and they would never knowingly let anyone see or know about them. And that's because letting anyone see their fears would trigger shame. And shame is one more thing that narcissists fear. Well, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you know a narcissist who displays these fears? What other kinds of fears have you recognized in the narcissists in your life? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.